Power 106.9, today's hottest jams. Gautier, somebody that I used to know. I'm so excited right now because I got my girl Lonnie Love. How are you?
I am excellent in Omaha.
Is this your first time in Omaha?
This is my first time. I can't wait to get my first Omaha steak. I am here at the Funny Bone. Happy.
Oh, Omaha steaks. You know, it's funny. I just went to Omaha Steaks yesterday and grabbed a couple boxes. Yeah.
Are they as good as they say?
Yes.
Really?
Unbelievably delicious. I've never had any steak like Omaha Steaks in my life. I mean, they're just so tender and juicy and drooling.
Oh, just like a fine man, huh? I like it. All this rain, though, girl, it's going to mess up my weave.
Well, it's supposed to end, hopefully.
I hope so.
I hope so. We've got the College World Series in town right now, too. Have you heard about this?
Yes.
It's so crazy. Downtown.
They had to cancel last night.
Yep.
And, you know, hopefully it'll dry out. And hopefully it'll dry out for me because I'll look like the Lion King by Sunday. You know, this weed will swell up and cuda matata. I'm like, oh my goodness. So please, Lord, let the rain kind of, you know, calm down.
Yeah, I'm over that. Lonnie Love at the Funny Bone this weekend, 402-493-8036. You've got two shows tonight, two tomorrow, one on Sunday.
Yes.
So let's talk about the stand-up. I mean, a woman doing stand-up.
Yes.
We don't get enough of that. And
yes.
I'm just so in love with your comedy. You're intelligent
Thank you. Funny,
and you don't have to cuss every other word to make
no.
it funny.
No.
That's what I love.
I only cuss because I like to. I like it rough sometimes. But, you know, people know me from the show Chelsea lately.
Mm-hmm.
I started on VH1 and Star Search and, you know, World's Dumbest Criminals on True TV. So that's where people know me from. But, you know, I have to say that as far as a touring female comic, I'm like one of maybe, five that nationally that tour. So this is my first time in Omaha. And it's, you know, like we were talking earlier, you know, this is a man's world
mm-hmm.
with us. So it's really, you know, sometimes it can be difficult, but, you know, we're paving the way. We're pioneers. To show that, hey, women can be funny, women can be entertainers, they can be good DJs. So, and in my shows, I have a lot of women that come out. So, fellas, if you're looking for a girl, I'll hook you up at the end of the show. That's what I do. Because, yeah, it's it's like young, beautiful, you know, people that come out. So we have a good time in my shows.
Yeah, I think I'm definitely coming this weekend because
yes.
I'm going to call one of my girls. I keep getting my girl calling me. She's like, we got to do girls' night again.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect girls night.
Perfect girls night.
I'm excited. I love it. So you didn't start doing stand up though until kind of later because, you know, you hear a lot of
yes.
people do it early, but you started in college,
mm-hmm.
went to Texas A&M.
Yes. And I ended up getting my engineering degree, got a job in LA as an engineer. I was the worst engineer in the United States and parts of Canada. So I became a stand up because I went to a LA club one day and I noticed there were like 8-9 men on the show and it was one female and I just didn't like what she was saying. I can't remember what she was saying, but it was like, it wasn't, I was like, you know, I know I could do something. I said, we need a better voice. So I ended up, you know, doing that. I ended up doing stand up at night and I was doing my engineering during the day.
Wow.
And I did that for like 3 years. I got into one of the LA clubs that was the mainstream club.
The Laugh Factory?
Factory. Yeah,
we
look
all
at
hear
you, girl.
About it. I know.
Yes. Yes.
I've been, you know, internet stalking you for a while.
I love it. I love it. And then when I got, I did that until I got a role on Star Search. And that kind of started my career. Had a layoff at my job. I went to my boss. I said, please, you know, save somebody else's job and lay me off. And I tell people that I don't care how old you are. I don't care how young you are. If you have a dream, a goal, keep working at it. You can do it because you never know. And now I'm, you know, running around touring. I'm on television. I love entertaining people. This is what life is about. Life is short.
Yeah.
So you better laugh and have a good time.
That is so awesome.
Yes,
and the fact that you gave up your job so somebody else could keep their job.
Yeah.
I mean, in this economy, that's amazing. That person is forever indebted
yeah.
and grateful to
yeah.
you, you know, for what you did. And now you're doing what you love.
So. I think my boss was a little happy. He was a little too, he was doing a happy dance when I said it. I'm like, really? You can calm down, sir. Okay. But, you know, yeah, sometimes you sacrifice because it's scary to say, you know, I'm going to go off and do my own thing and I'll be okay, you know.
Right.
But it really, it worked out. It worked out really good. You know, knock on wood, I haven't been able to, you know, I didn't have to go back to work or whatever. And my career is evolving, you know.
Right. Right.
It really is. And it really does help because, like I said, I'm not a man basher. Guys, come to my show, have fun. I have some great openers that are opening for me that are guys. So it's a very good balance. It's a very good show.
Very excited to see you this weekend. And lots of shows, too. So zero excuse to not come out to the Funny Bone. See Lonnie Love this weekend. Two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow, and one on Sunday. 402-493-8036 is the number. Can you hang out for just a few minutes? Because I want to talk about a few more things before you guys get out of here. Because
I'm excited.
Yeah, no, I've got a lot to come. On the way, we've got Drake, Gym Class Heroes, Power 106.9, today's hottest jams.
I just got AT&T.
Power 106.9, today's hottest jams. Let me figure out how to work my equipment. Turn my own microphone on. I don't know what's wrong with me sometimes.
It's Friday.
It is. It's Friday. Lonnie Love in here with me right now. She's going to be at the Funny Bone this weekend. Two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow, one show on Sunday. 402-493-8036. Get your tickets. Make it a girls' night. Make it a date night. Make it whatever kind of night you want to make it, but go to the Funny Bone.
Handicapped man, come. Okay? I love handicapped men because they get a check and a good parking space. So you're welcome. Just come. You got a wheelchair, I'll wheel you in. Don't worry about it. I'm a big girl. I can pick you up. Don't worry.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. All right. So we got to talk about this because you did something very amazing. 2009 CNN correspondent, which, first of all, is awesome in itself.
Can you imagine that? CNN hired me as a correspondent.
I would freak out. I don't think I have enough words in my vocabulary to make that sound good. But you were with D.L. Hughley, Breaks the News, and you covered the inauguration of President Barack Obama.
That is one of the defining moments of my career. I mean, first of all, it was historic because we all know we had the first African-American president. But then I was able to actually go to the inauguration. My mama was so happy. She was just, oh, my goodness.
I
she
bet.
Couldn't believe it. And I actually went and I did a comedy sketch. And I did it with, like, Larry King. And I went all around Washington and I covered it. And it was just one of those moments that you're like, okay, I'm glad I got into this industry. You know, if I hadn't taken the chance and said, hey, you know, I'm going to do it, I would have never covered it. So, and I had to give a big shout out to my boy DL because he had the show at the time. He made me a correspondent and CNN basically just ran with it. They're like, what are these two black people doing? And they were like, okay, let's, you know, come on, let's do it. And we did it. And we had a good time. We really did.
That's amazing. Did you get to meet Barack Obama?
I have met our president. He's very handsome. Michelle gets mad at me.
He is a good looking man.
She's like, stay away, Lonnie. I'm like, okay, Michelle. But he's fine, even though his ear's a little big. But, you know.
And Michelle, her arms, are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's why I'm like, okay.
She's got the best body ever.
Yeah.
She's pretty awesome.
She stays in shape, too.
She does.
You know, you have to. What's going on? You have to be strong. So.
Yeah.
But I'm happy for him. I'm happy what they're doing. I just looked at him the other day, though. He's getting a little gray. Looking like Uncle Ben a little bit. You know, is he making rice?
Stress.
What is he doing? Change ain't easy. Change is hard. I'm going to get him some Just for Men because I'm, you know, keep that hair a little black. For me, Baraki. I call him Baraki.
Baraki.
I send him tweets and stuff. He'll never tweet me back. I get mad. Like, the Secret Service is going to be on me because I tweet my president, hey, you did a good job, Barack. I just want you to, I really like that suit you had on. I'm like, you know, and people retweet it out for me or whatever, but he hasn't tweeted me back. That would be great.
See, I'm glad you talked about that because it's so weird now, 2012, how accessible people are. And I mean, our president of these United States, you can tweet at him and he can see this, you know? It's just like, how crazy is that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm standing here in a studio in Omaha, Nebraska, and I could tweet the president, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's crazy technology and how it is now.
Yeah, but some people need to be careful because they tweeting a little too much stuff and Facebooking and losing their jobs and, you know, your Facebook status. Stop with it.
Right. OMG. I say this to people all the time. And not just that, like if you're going out of town, let's Facebook it for the world to see, which just puts a neon light on the top of your house. Rob me. I know.
Or what? I'm having a party. It's like, really?
Yeah. You
know, some people, they're telling too much. It's too much information.
And don't put your phone number on your Facebook account or your Twitter account.
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
Exactly.
Oh, it's insane to me. So technology's awesome in one way, but the other way, it's like you just have to think about what you're doing.
And, yeah, because people are losing it. But people want to, you know, and they just want to be noticed. That's what it is. They want to be noticed. But it's a great way of communication. But it's just be careful, folks. Don't give us everything. Stop tweeting them pictures. I know that much.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Rihanna's been a big one of that lately.
Yeah. And then she wondered why people fighting over her. Drake?
Yes.
I didn't know he was. Woo!
There was a whole bunch. And I remember when this all started coming out that Drake and Rihanna had a fling. I don't think it was anything more than that. Well, maybe it was.
Right.
Maybe he caught some feelings because that's what it looks like.
Yeah, because something happened at that club. Because they tore that club up. Oh. I feel bad for the club.
I know.
They tore
what
it up.
What a mess.
Yeah. That's like, wow. You know, and Chris Brown, I mean, you know, I don't know. He's got straight up fans, but it was like you saw that club look like what we saw those pictures of Rihanna.
I know
that reminded me of that. So like,
he's got issues, and he needs to work it out for real, not just say you're working it out, actually do it.
Yeah, exactly. Stop kidding and get you some help.
Right.
You know.
Ugh, crazy celebrities, I tell ya.
Well, all the celebrities, I mean, that's why I tell people, I mean, when I look at somebody like, you know, Kim Kardashian and what she's going through. And somebody poured flour on her.
I saw that.
Yeah, I think it was Paula Deen because she liked to fry everything. That's what I think. She was trying to fry Kim Kardashian. But you know what? Everybody, like, she was on the Fortune's top 10 list. And I'm like, you know what? I like that because she has hired more black men than the federal government. So, you know, you got to find good things in people. It's like,
it's true.
You know, y'all leave her alone. She hiring Kanye West right now. So, it's like, I think Kanye is falling in love, though.
Oh,
you
can
kind of look at those pictures and, like, some of those pictures, the eyes don't lie.
Oh, yeah. No, and Kanye, he's such a...
he's a hot mess.
He really is, but he is in love with Kim.
Yeah.
It's so obvious. And I think he has been for a while.
Yeah.
You know?
When he came out with the song and all that kind of stuff, I'm like, okay, Kanye, here we go.
Yep.
Yeah, you falling.
Man, I tell you, it's fun to watch celebrities from afar.
Yes.
I don't think I could handle that life. Do you ever have to deal with, like, paparazzi and stuff like that?
Not yet. I mean, you know, I take pictures here or there, but I haven't, and I really don't want to get on that level.
Mm-mm.
I mean, it's nice to be able to entertain people and see them laugh. That's what I like to do. But, you know, you got to understand, somebody like Kim, you know, Kanye, they have to do that because there's so much pressure on them. So especially with someone like Kim, because she's a reality show star,
right.
She has to keep that attention. So she'll do whatever it takes to keep attention. I mean, she's done the ultimate with, you know, having a sex tape. You can't. I don't know what else she's going to be able to do to keep attention except drop guys, get another one, you know, because you just showed us your goodies, girl. So I don't know what else. I don't know what else she could do. I mean, when you think about it, what else can she do? Start showing her little sister's goodies, I guess. I don't know. You know, it may get to that point. Or Bruce Jenner's. We don't want to see Bruce's.
Oh, poor Bruce.
I think Bruce is a woman. I really do. He's turning into one. All that plastic surgery.
Terrible. What is going on in that man's face?
He's a really nice guy. I met him. He's a sweetheart of a guy. But
he seems like it.
But see, when you hang around them, you want to keep, you know, you want to keep young, you want to stay young. So now they got Bruce doing all this plastic surgery. It's like, stop it, Bruce.
Yeah,
really.
It's not working out. He's
You're
gonna
an
end
Olympian.
Up...
You don't need that.
No. Oh my gosh. Lonnie Love, tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday at the Funny Bone, 402-493-8036. Call and get your tickets
now. It's a great club, too, you guys. It's beautiful in there. And it's raining, so you might as well come on out.
Right, and it's your first time in Omaha, so we need to support Lonnie so she comes back to us.
Yes.
Again and again.
Well, I'm
going to
come back. Bring some bacon, somebody. Bring bacon. I like bacon. Bring some bacon.
I got that covered.
Okay, girl.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming
in. Thank you for the time.
I have had the time of my life. You come back anytime and all the time.
Thank you, darling.
Co-host my life with me. Yeah.
You're a great girl.
Oh, thank you. I love this love fest. 402-493-8036. Call now. Get your tickets. Thank you again for coming in. On the way, Tyga, Power 106.9. Today's hottest jams.
Announcing the Ford Certified.